Well, you got your job very early, didn't you? After 18 days. That's
Yes,
pretty impressive. How did
very.
that
Father of my friends used to be interpreter at the East Hill Hostel. At that time, a lot of Khmer refugee arrive, and then they need interpreter at Cabramatta office and Fairfield office, where most of the Cambodian are. So the position advertised, and there's no one filling. So father of my friend filled all the form for me. He didn't tell me what is that. He just said, "Yes, sign." And I signed many pages. And after that, the name come up for the interview. He even tell me when the interview and where the interview, and he said, "Look, you remember you signed the form? That looking for job, and now your name is called for interview." Okay. "And what type of job is it?" He said, "Interpreter. You know you can do it." And I said, "That's fine." Okay. Then I go and apply. There was about three, no, four men, and only me as a woman. So I go and do the job interview, and I just explain myself, and they said, "Why do you want to be interpreter? And how is the best way to be the best interpreter?" I just do my best. And then when I left the job interview, they said, "Miss Tim," and that word I was Miss, "do you have the phone number?" And I said, "Yes, I do have the phone number. Here's the phone number." So when I come home, I said, "Oh, that just interview." The phone rang. I pick up the phone. "Is that Miss Tim?" I said, "Yes, you got the job." Oh, it's so happy. I was so happy.